Nancy Morgan of White Springs making Hogshead's cheese in her house. Peggy Bulger collected. November the 8th, 1977.
Now that's the head?
This is the head. This is, I've already picked the bones out of that. That's the under part of the head. The jaw.
The jaw?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with the bones now?
Throw them away.
Oh, okay. You don't beat the jawbone, huh?
Don't beat the jawbone. I wish I could.
You gotta give it to Abner.
And see this, I'll go over it. And the only thing he didn't get out was the eye, but I'll take out the eye. You don't see that.
You don't.
Well, it's nothing. You know, you can't get them out beforehand, but after you cook it, you can get it out.
Uh-huh. What do you do with the eye? You throw it out?
Throw it away.
Oh, you don't
this
use that part.
But
all the meat.
All the meat and throw the bones away. That's the only part that you have to throw away whenever the bone in the eye after you get it cooked.
How come the eye isn't used? Is it just not good to eat? It's kind of...
I don't know that parents used it. I wouldn't dare to eat it myself.
Now you use the outside layer of skin too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the ear now, see?
Oh, that's a pig's ear. Oh, yeah. It's so tender, it's just falling apart. How long did you boil that?
I started about 10 o'clock after I got back this morning and boiled it till just a few minutes ago.
About 1 o'clock. So that's quite a long time.
Yes.
Boil it up and it's so tender, it's just falling apart.
I saw it. Put salt to it and it's salt.
Is that the time?
No.
What's that?
Wheat stuff.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Well, when you scrape the hair off before you boil it?
Oh, yeah. And get all the hair off and all the dirt and everything that isn't good except that eye. And this is the other one right here. Then that's it.
I see. So you got
nothing but meat in there.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm going to put onions with it, grind it a little bit, and put onion in it.
Right.
Well, so I'll teach you something how to make coffee. Well, you just hear Rosta killed a cat, didn't it?
Really? Maybe I'm better off not knowing. Well, how long have you been making Hogshead's cheese?
Oh, my life.
Your mother made it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. My father was a farmer, and we used to kill our own hogs. There's about 7 of us children. It'd take about 12 hogs a year.
Wow.
Made our own bacon and hung it up in the smokehouse and smoked it. And first we dressed the hogs and then salted it down. Mm. And let it take salt, and then we wash it and put borax on it. Hang it
now
up
what
on
does the borax do?
Kind of preserve it and keep bugs from getting in it, I think. Mm-hmm. And
completely
then, just rub borax on it.
I mean, you had a smokehouse then.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. then we'd smoke it with hickory or oak wood.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly hickory. Several days. I don't even remember how many days.
Could you tell the difference in taste between a hickory
and
a...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lots of difference. And then you can tell the difference in the old-timey meat and this sugar-cured meat. Wow. See, the one in the sugar put in it. It just salt it till it takes salt.
Mm-hmm. Was that what they call country ham?
Country ham. Country-cured ham.
Do you still do that?
No. Uh-uh. You can't do it anymore because we used to have cold weather. We don't have cold weather anymore.
What? Really?
Just say, Annie.
That's right. Well, when did it start?
Last year was the coldest winter we've had in years and years.
Huh.
And we have more insects now. People used to burn the woods and kill all the insects, but now then they don't burn them and it just raises the insects.
Huh. When would you say it stopped turning cold down here?
I think it has. I don't know. Maybe it's me. But last year was the coldest winter we'd had in 25, 30 years.
Wow.
Or longer.
So how long have you been living in this area?
All my life.
Really?
About 30 miles from here is where it's going to move.
North? Just by Jasper?
Far.
Fargo, Georgia. I know where Fargo is.
Yeah, well, sure. That's where, back about 10 miles this side of Fargo.
How old are you now?
Oh, do I have
to tell you? Don't have to tell me.
Yeah, I don't care, honey. You know age is honorable.
Really?
Right.
I think it's
I'm 64.
Ah,
you're still chicken. Well, yeah, I'm still young. I'm not gonna get old.
64 years young. That's true.
I'm not gonna get old.
No, really. This is Well, this will keep you young when you have to keep
doing
this.
These are the ears that are going through.
No, this is the numbers. This is just skin. A little meat. And what I think then is gonna put it in after I get it ground up in the onion and the vinegar and pepper with it. Mix it up good and pour it in this bag.
What's that bag made of?
This is just...
it's a pillow case.
Yeah, I hunted everywhere for something thin, and this is the thinnest thing I could find on my place.
And that's cotton.
Yeah,
but
cotton.
But usually you use something like cheesecloth?
Yeah. But I don't have any, so I'm just going to hang it up and let it drip overnight, and then in the morning it'll slice. All the grease will drip out.
Oh, that's how you do it? Will it come out in the shape of the bag,
yeah,
then? And then that's just it?
That's it.
Wow.
There we go.
Now, you're using an electric grinder, but you probably used to have a
hand
grinder.
Right.
a year. Just one for four.
Uh-huh.
You don't butcher hogs anymore.
And what's the season? Right about now in November?
Yeah, the cold year, uh-huh.
But really, the colder...
The cold is better, but you can butcher them now anytime with the cold store. See, we used to didn't have ice and refrigerators and things.
So you had to... It's a good thing you do now since it's turned so warm.
That's right. And we used to have beef the year round. That's fun.
When did your family come into this area?
My great-grandfather came over from Ireland.
And he settled right around here?
Yeah, he settled in Clinch County, which is around Homerville. It's Eccles now, but it used to be part Clinch.
Uh-huh.
And, there were two brothers that came over, and one settled in Nassau County, and one in Clinch County.
This is in Georgia.
Yeah. Now, Nassau County is down in Florida.
Oh, is it?
Where is
that?
Well, Callahan.
Uh-huh.
And there's not too many foragers, but what you see all can, they might not own up to it.
And then you said you moved... When did they move to Fargo? Or is that...
Oh, that's where they settled. That used to be... Well, Fargo is in Clint.
Uh-huh.
And the part that he settled in was Clint. But the later changed it to Eccles, see? They divided the counties up.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. So, and you came here about 30 years ago. How come?
We've been married 30 years. We've been married 40...
Six years.
Ray and I have been married 4 to 6 years, and after we married, we came down and settled in Florida.
How come?
Well, he's a Florida boy, I guess.
Is this where his family's from?
Yeah.
What's your maiden name then?
Four Acre.
What?
Four Acre.
Oh. An Irish name?
I guess. I don't know. That's where they came from, anyway. I guess it is.
Well, who was the one in your family who taught you all the songs?
My father.
Your father. And did he ever say where he learned them from?
No, he didn't ever say that I know of. He just, you know, people take everything for granted back then.
I know.
They didn't think about all these things.
Well, did he just used to sing for you kids, or did he?
Yeah. I think it's better over that. It's kind of awful, but it's so bad up to
him. Seems to be kind of caught up there. So he knew the songs. Your mother didn't?
Well, she knew some, but my dad was a singer.
Uh-huh.
He used to sing it way in the night. She'd hear him. In the night singing.
Did you learn consciously his songs?
Yes,
I mean, did you really set out to learn them then? That's good. Like a lot of people, their parents sang, but they didn't learn them.
He taught me Old Black Joe, but Uncle Ned was a good old man. Let's see, one day Uncle Ned was hoeing in the field, banjo hanging on the limb. You've heard that, haven't you?
I think so. How's it go?
Well, you know I can't sing.
You can too.
Well,
is just one?
A little bit different to what they sing it now. I mean, the tune, or he did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, there's a one.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine that's why it's not a key.
Now, that consistency where it's hard, like that's how it comes out.
When it's
dry.
Grease,
yeah.
Turn that on just a minute and see how it goes.
There it goes.
Bone, little pieces of bone that's gathering in.
Hmm.
This is just not a very strong meal anyway, but it answers my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's got your
grater.
Oh. Yeah, I'm afraid it wouldn't cut very well down there. I'm not getting on the meal, am I?
Now, you just have to let it sit for about overnight.
Overnight. Let the grease drip out of it. And in the morning, it'll be hard and you can slice it. I think this is the body they put the liquid that it's boiled in.
So you taught your grandson then?
Yeah.
Your song. Did any of your children learn them or just your grandson?
Oh, yeah. Grandma knows quite a few.
Does she?
Mildred knows some of them too. She carries members.
Son. What is your favorite song that was passed down from your family?
Or Little Orphan Girl.
Oh, that's a good one. I
no
like
home,
that
no
one.
Home, no home, sort of a child. Child, girl. Now, that's one my daddy told me, too.
What, can you remember some of the other names of the things? This is really interesting because a lot of these songs are real popular up north in, you know, North Carolina and Virginia and all.
There's some of them that I forgot the all the words, and I don't even know how to go with it. Like, rabbit in the loop and my gun won't shoot. What will I do with God? That's all I can remember.
Oh,
and then,
rabbit in the what?
Roots.
Roots?
And my gun won't shoot.
Yeah.
But the boys at the Bluegrass Festival sang a little singing in different ways of what I was taught. And,
but they sang that song?
Yeah. And said, I'll get me a briar and I'll twist it in his hair, and that's how I'll get him to do God knows about me somewhere. And another one was, wake up Jacob and kindle up the lights, you won't see your daddy in a polecat fight. You ever heard that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wake up Jacob, days of breaking, peas and cotton, whole cake of bacon. That's the real one.
Did your father mostly sing it without? That'd be real interesting.
But my grandson gets his music from his granddaddy. You don't get it from him. For his band to play it.
From your husband or from... Ah.
Every one of the Morgans could play.
Really? Does he still play?
I'll show you his gourd fiddle in a few minutes when we get through with it.
Did he make it? A gourd fiddle?
Yeah, he made it. Gonna make another. He's got to make all the children one or whip.
Really? When did he make it? How long ago, do you know?
He's made them for the last 2 months, 2 or 3 months.
Uh-huh. Did he see the gourd fiddle that Zeke Stevens?
Oh no, yeah, made? He's seen that. He made quite a few for our country store that we sold.
Oh.
And then the children want him to make them one. They hang up on the walls. And they're
oh, yeah. Do any of them want to play?
Well, Linda would like to play if she would take time to learn, but you know, when you're going to school and...
Where's she going to school?
Lake City College.
Yeah, it's hard.
And with a family, too.
Right.
And keeping two boys at school and a husband at work.
Yeah. Would you use for one hogshead?
I've got 4 just small onions. They're not too large.
And you don't use any spices besides that?
A little black pepper. I don't like the spice. I guess I'm
would your mother use spice or
no.
not?
No.
Now, she used sage in sausage, but not in hog head cheese.
Do you use sage in sausage?
When I make sausage, but I don't ever make any anymore.
Huh.
Been a long time since I made any.
Do you butcher this hog yourself, or did you take it away to be butchered?
Our son butchered this hog. I told him I wanted the head. Him and his daddy butchered it right out there in the sugar kettle.
The what?
Sugar kettle.
Where's that?
Out back, I'll show it to you.
What's a sugar kettle?
Where we used to grind cane and make syrup.
Oh, where you had the cane syrup.
Syrup kettle. We call it the sugar kettle.
Do you ever do that anymore?
Too much trouble. Too much work.
But you still know how, though. That's good.
Yeah. We don't do it because we don't do nothing but. Yeah. But no. Go to Bluegrass Festival.
Well, you're going to come to the Bluegrass Festival.
That's what this is, huh?
Good.
I told all of them that they could put care of stuff for that have a booth if they wanted, but I ain't fooling up with it. I want nothing to bother me.
Yeah. Well, are the crafts ladies going to have a booth? Or
you must be kidding, huh?
No. No. How is the store doing lately?
It's picked up a little.
Good. Good.
I hope we should pick up more, but I guess we have to be satisfied with what it is.
I know. Well, maybe with more of these festivals coming on.
Everything you have, yeah.
Really. Was this hog a big hog or a small hog? I mean,
about
comparatively.
About 250 pounds.
Are the heads usually about the same size all the time?
No, just according to the size of the hog.
Yeah.
Does the taste of the hog's cheese vary from male or female hog?
Can't tell.
Do you know if other people around have the same recipe that you do, or do they?
I imagine they do.
Uh-huh.
I would think so. But you better look and find somebody. Melinda makes it every once in a while a little bit when they kill a hog. That's who made it up.
I see.
But she makes it like I do.
Right. Really, it's hard to find anyone who saves the head anymore and does anything with it.
Right.
So from one hog, you would get sausage and...
No, sausage, hog head cheese, and liver pudding.
How do you make liver pudding?
You take the livers of the hogs and boil them. And you can put some of the hog head with it, or you can put some of the meat with it, but most of it's just liver, and you put onion and salt, pepper, stuff it in cases, like you do the sausage.
Right. Would you use the intestines for the case?
Well, they used to,
Yeah.
They have done them many times. You can scrape them where they'll be as thin as the ones you buy.
Really?
Sure will.
Normally they're a little bit thicker though.
If you don't scrape them, they are.
What
you
would
ever
you
ever eat any?
Chitlins? No.
Would you eat any? Would you eat them?
Sure I would. I've heard of them.
Huh?
Do you still make chitlins?
No, uh-uh. I wasn't even here when they killed the hog. They threw them away. But I have cleaned them and cooked them.
Well, what's the difference between chitlins and cracklins?
The cracklins is the fat.
And the chitlins are the intestines?
Right.
But you like fry them, right? Or you boil them?
Well, what you do, you take and wash them, turn them, take salt, chuck.
Salt what?
And shucks.
Shucks.
And clean them. too. It's everything off of them. They're just as nice and clean. And then take and cook them real tender. And mostly what I do is to cut them up with, you know, real fine and put onion in them and kind of fry them like, you know, not too brown, but just enough for them to.
Would you also eat the pig's feet?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what do they taste like?
Well, if you'd been here the other day, I could have told you.
Really? You had tongue in the pig's feet, huh?
And pig's feet. They're good.
If you boil them?
Boil them real tender, just like this head, and have them salted, and we eat them, but you can pickle them, you know, put them in a jar and put vinegar to them.
With vinegar in them?
Yeah, put vinegar to them, but these were just plain.
Do you ever make head cheese out of any other kind of animal besides a hog?
I think that's fine. I'm not going to run that with it.
No. Just hog.
That's all the pieces.
That looks good.
I don't see no meat. I'm going to mix that up before.
Well, that looks good. You got quite
Have
a panful there.
Have you ever tried beef tripe?
No. No.
That's the, would you?
Sure.
You wouldn't. It's the beef stomach. It is delicious.
The beef stomach.
I can't get past the smell.
Well, how would you cook the stomach?
Well, you have to clean it real good and then put it on and boil it in salt water till it gets real tender. And take it up and cut it in slices or squares or strips, you know, about 4x4 or something. Dip it in flour and egg batter and fry it deep fat. It's good.
Well,
or you can buy the canned tripe they use.
They have canned tripe?
Mm-hmm. But it is not near as good as the ones you fix yourself.
Well, do they ever use the stomach of the
hog? Yeah,
hog?
That goes in with the chitlins.
Really?
Yeah, it's stinky. That's all
well,
we've
that
done in
really
making it.
Really? That
Get
looks
it all
really
over
good.
The place like I do.
So a lot of these recipes were just in your family, though. I mean, everybody used them. So I imagine everybody in the area does it the same way or not.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of them doing it different. Now, they some might put that what juice, liquor that it's cooked in, but for me, I don't like it. This that you buy in the store has the liquor.
Oh, really?
You know, and you can tell it's jelly-like when it's sliced. Now, you notice it, but this won't be.
This will be pretty dry.
Yeah. They just take it and put it in something and put that gel to it, and when it gets cold, they slice the whole works.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I taste yours and it's much more like meat. Can you put some cider vinegar in it?
About a cup full of this, about half of this bottle.
Now, is that just for taste or does that do anything?
Yeah, it's for taste. It just makes it give it a little tang.
And that mostly will come out when you put it in the pillowcase and hang it up and it'll just add some flavoring.
Just enough flavor. Don't you put too much in it.
Did you hang it up outside?
No, I'm going to hang it inside.
Over the
too
sink
many cats.
Or oh, yeah.
Too many cats outside.
Probably have raccoons and things, too.
Yeah, too many house cats. There's plum pile of them out there.
Sack
for me.
Okay.
Ooh, I turned it wrong side. Sure. I called you girls out here to help.
Okay.
I need help. Were you raised on a farm? You know what I'm talking about, then, don't you?
Okay.
We used to make our own cottage cheese.
Yeah, I've done that too. I lie. But we didn't call it cottage cheese. We called it curd.
And
the cows have clabber milk. Hang it up and drip it, and that'd be curd. And then we'd use sweet cream to eat on it. Oh,
that sounds good. Sure does.
Thinking it's big and fat. All this rich food.
Yeah, but good healthy food.
Right. And what's your last name?
Perry.
Perry? Mm-hmm. I was trying to think of another. I was thinking about this. Perry.